The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
No, it's not all high heels and going out. Texter here says, I'm dreading going back to the office. I much prefer it at home. I'm more productive. I save money. Don't make me go back. And I'm joined now by Solicitor Richard Grogan of Richard Grogan and Associates, who specialise in employment law. Richard, good morning.
Good morning.
What did you think about what the Taoiseach very deliberately, I thought, said last night, that people whose work contracts require them to go to work in a particular place, so that basically people will have to go back to the office if their employers want them to, seem to be what he was saying?
Well, that is the position, because that's the current legislation that's there. We don't have the legislation on the right to request remote working. So, yes, people are going to have to go back to the office, and I think that's going to cause a lot of disputes that which we shouldn't have had if we had that legislation in place.
Okay, and how are these disputes going to pan out? What's going to happen over the next while?
Well, I think there's going to be some people who just will not want to go back to work, and there's going to be issues then with people being terminated, unfair dismissal claims, and probably equality claims for those who've got child care issues. So, I mean, this is it could potentially be a big disaster, because it hasn't been planned. And we don't even have a return to work protocol in place for how this is going to open up in reality.
Well, they seem to be saying that the employers work it out with their employees and the unions work it out, and they're not going to tell people how to do it. So there is right to work remotely legislation coming. So where is that at, as far as you know?
That hasn't even been drafted yet. So, I mean, I don't expect to see that until May or June. And if disputes then arise, it's going to take at least 6 months for the WRC to hear those cases. So, you know, I don't think you're going to see these cases being dealt with until this time next year. That's a problem in the meantime.
Okay, this sounds like a right mess. Is there anything that can be done at this point, like in the immediate, because I think the return to work starts on Monday. Is there anything that can be done to avoid this?
Well, I think it's employers and employees sitting down and talking together as best they can. But I think there's going to be some cases where both sides are diametrically opposed, and that's where the disputes are going to arise. And this is, you know, we knew that at some stage we were going to be going back to the workplace. The issue to remote working was announced last June, that we're going to have the legislation. And basically, employers and employees are now left up in the air come Monday as to how we actually start operating this. And that's not good for anybody.
No, absolutely not. OK, we'll keep an eye on that one. Solicitor Richard Grogan of Richard Grogan and Associates, thank you very much.